Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to another reality show. I'm your host, Golden Hawk, and we have quite a show prepared for you tonight. Ah, and I have an Alexa coming on. Well, let's let it play out. Lovely. I think it's over. Welcome to another reality show. That was one of the amazing sound elixirs by Almeen. And that was actually one of the sound elixirs from, she's doing these in a series. And that sound elixir, I believe, is called Beauty Am I. It's one of my favorites. And I don't know about everybody, but I had this tremendous chills and goosebumps and stuff all on the top of my crown, which is letting me know to just relax because it's New Year's Eve. The energy is running high. I have two amazing masters with me on the air, Dawn Leader and Alan Mitchell. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, I'll introduce both. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to hear you again and have you back. And we have another master who is deeply involved with Almeen's courses and teachings, Alan Mitchell. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So it is New Year's Eve night. I mean, it is the last night of 2009. We have a lot to share from our own personal experiences, because what I wanted this show to embody was how all of us are experiencing, to the best of our abilities to share that in words, the courses that Almeen has been providing, the online courses, because they're really, for I'll speak for myself, and you know, and then we'll go into each of your stories and your experiences. These courses are changing me on every level that I know myself to be. I mean, I am very, as I tell my friends, I am deep down the rabbit hole. I'm loving the wisdom. I'm loving the ceremonies. And at the same time, I am finding myself without common boundaries. You know, as I release everything in these, all my beliefs and the illusions that I've essentially gone at least this whole lifetime, you know, feeling was my truth, it really creates a sense of who am I, what am I, and where am I. Have you experienced anything like that, Dawn?
Oh, I totally agree with you. For me, it's you know, going deeper and recognizing patterns that have been in my life that are illusional and not truthful, and really going deep and recognizing a new belief to replace that with, and to embody and integrate. So it's really been an amazing time.
Yeah. And what about you, Alan?
Well, I agree with both of you. It's just kind of been amazing that just a lot of times, you know, kind of my memory is not there. Like everything's being erased, and like I said, all the illusions are just kind of fading out somewhere. It's not always easy to let go of these, but I'm not seeming to really have to do much. Just kind of, like I said, you become aware of them, and then something happens, and they're gone. So it's been really an amazing course. It's kind of like you're being soaked in some kind of a dye, and you're just soaking this stuff up, and the actual quality of the course you become just by taking the course, not by really doing anything. I mean, you have to do the ceremonies, but it just kind of soaks into us by osmosis.
Yeah, well, it's amazing because, I mean, I have personally found Almeen to be one of those teachers who, she's not trying to put new things into us. It's like every aspect of Almeen is about helping us release that which doesn't serve us. And I haven't met many teachers, spiritual or otherwise, that really focus so deeply on removing the illusion and creating illumination. You know, in other words, it's already in me. She helps me to get to it, or her courses and her teachings help me to get to it. And it's amazing because, you know, Marianne Williams has a very famous quote, and I'm not going to even quote this verbatim, but it's essentially saying that we're afraid of how much light we have and how big we are, as opposed to being afraid of how dark we are and how limited we are. And since really diving deep into these courses, which, by the way, the courses are, they're all www. One is appliedmysticism.com. One is academyofalchemy.com. And one is Institute Human Potential, and Institute and Human each have a dash. It's institute-human-potential.com. These courses definitely work together. There's a synergy between all three of them that creates a space within, you know, the participant or the student or the, I don't know, what would we call the master in the making, the master in the awakening, of transfiguration, transformation, and transformative?
Transmutation.
And transmutation.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, it's like, I personally find this to be the largest journey of my awakening, these courses. And these courses come right to your home. I mean, they couldn't be more convenient. You know, you can download them onto an iPod and listen to them while you're hiking. You can, you know, if you have a computer, you're essentially set in all the needs. Well, I guess, except for the ceremonial part. I mean, you do need to print those out and get those made. But I am curious, we'll start with you, Alan. Do you have, and if you can, mention the course. Do you have any kind of stories of, you know, interesting mystical or magical experiences that you feel are directly related due to, you know, you being involved in the courses or a particular course?
Well, all the ceremonies are quite powerful. I mean, I usually find myself quite expanded and sometimes quite spacey. And the last one I did, I actually, maybe for an hour or so, was bumping in the walls.
Now, what course was that, and what was the ceremony, or at least the course?
You know, I've done four ceremonies in the last 4 days.
Okay.
I can't remember.
No problem. But, I think it was the Institute of Human Potential, I know, had one recently.
I did the last one on the alchemy and the most recent one on the human potential. I did them twice each.
Okay. So, and that was the seer stone in the alchemy course? You did the seer
stone? No, because I don't have the stone yet.
Oh, okay.
No, it was the New Angel Dictionary.
Oh, okay, yes.
And the one of removing the remaining vestiges of illusion and that one. But I'll tell you something, when Almeen switched to doing the meditations for every other day, she does an audio. And one day you have text, the next day you have audio. But she switched maybe around 2 weeks ago to giving meditations on the audios. And that's really, really powerful. Those I record, and I listen to them when I get really quiet, because just my awareness really expands. And I think that has made just a great difference in the course material.
Indeed. And Dawn, do you have a personal experience that you can relate to a course?
Well, I still am going back to the first course, the IM course, and
which would be, just so our listeners know, that's the Institute of Applied Mysticism, IAM, that's where that comes from. Sorry.
Right, there we go.
Yeah.
And I think the course actually from that was called, I just forgot it, The Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility.
Good job! Yeah, that was a couple of months ago for me. I wouldn't have remembered that. Indeed.
So in that course, it was so powerful because that was the first course, and that is really what you're talking about, where we were releasing or recognizing illusions that we had held within, you know, this life. And for me, even earlier in December, I was still going through over and over and over those illuminations and doing that ceremony. And that really has moved me so deeply to a really different place in my life. And there's 144 of them, and we had to write, you know, our little abbreviation for them.
Right.
Well, I tend to carry that with me.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, if I have something that's kind of tripping me up or you know, something kind of rattles me, I'll just pull that out and I'll, you know, read some of them. And helps me refocus. And, I just kind of allow myself to be guided where to go in that. And that's really been powerful for me.
So do you guys find that since taking the courses that there's an enhanced trust in self?
I definitely do.
Definitely.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I have it's such a dynamic of I know myself the least, but I trust myself the most. And I know that's kind of, you know, for a listener that might not make any sense, but that is genuinely what I'm feeling, that I, you know, as I let go of, I mean, one of the biggest illusions that that Almeen speaks about is the illusion of relationships. And that's relationship with everything, or I'll speak for my own self, my relationship with God, my relationship with my family, my relationship with nature in general, my relationship with myself. And it's like these are major, major elements. You know, it's like it is the metaphor of, you know, if other teachers pulled the carpet out from under me, Almeen has pulled the planet out from under me, you know, because it's not that Almeen has done it. The teachings show me how really grounded my beliefs were in a duality, in a polarity, that from a mystical point of view, I really had no idea how deeply I was in my illusion until, you know, I began these courses and started going, wow, this is, I mean, it's just fascinating to really start seeing who I am from a space of not looking in the mirror, but having experiences. And like for me, if I get spun by an event that happens in my life, when I sit in these wheels, whether it be the wheel of potency, alchemical potencies of light, I very much enjoy those wheels. Or like I did the angel dictionary, embodying the angels today. I mean, there is tangible energy and tangible clarity coming into my being. And you know, it's like becoming my, you know, they're my best friends, these wheels. And I mean, I must have like 13 books and booklets of ceremonies. And, you know, they are becoming, you know, my true teachers, which is, I mean, I'm fascinated that can, you know, that we can have that kind of assistance at this point in time.
I agree with you, Goldie. I mean, I have shared with some of my, you know, my other friends how these courses for a time anyways, really have shaken every core belief. And like you said, it's basically erasing or telling you everything you ever believed was not truthful.
Right.
You know, everything you've been, you may have gradually with other teachings been awakening to some of these things, but this is really amazing work, and it's a whole new way of being and a whole new way of seeing life and feeling life and being in life. And sometimes other people don't get it. And sometimes you don't get why other people are still in those other beliefs either.
Yeah.
So to, you know, when you said that, you know, you trust yourself, I find for me, you know, it is the oneness, and there is a big desire for me to connect with people,
mm-hmm.
but there's a big piece of me that is more solitude, you know, more wanting to be in silence and just finding the depth of these new awakenings.
Yeah. Now, is that new for you? Because for me, it's very new for me to desire the solitude. I've always wanted that balance in my life, but I've never had it where, I mean, like when I know I'm like maybe leaving a friend's house and I'm coming home to my house and I'm driving, I'm so excited I've got time to be alone. Literally, I'm like a little kid going, yes, I got the house, I can sit in a wheel, I can read, I can do whatever I want. There's like this, because that's what it seemed, most of all, the illusions are showing me that I am very good company for myself. I couldn't even think the way I used to think when I used to be like, oh no, I don't want to be alone. What a boring state that would be. It's like, I am not bored with myself at all. I mean, it's very difficult to be bored with yourself when you're experiencing, because I'm not necessarily experiencing interdimensional beings, and yet it's interesting because when I do the wheel, the alchemical potency of light wheel, which I believe is online, it's $12.95. You don't have to take a course. You can just, you know, get online and order this. I'm finding that, you know, at one point you call out the names of the angels of this circle, and I'm finding that, you know, this isn't just a word I'm saying, it's an energy. It's a being. And as I had that experience in that circle, when I was doing the angel one from the alchemy course, Academy of Alchemy, I realized that, you know, this is not just a name and a sigil and a symbol. I mean, like, this is an actual being that is going to flow through my being and express itself through my physical essence. It's like, and like everything you read in Al Amin's courses, there is so much, for me anyway, the joy of life. There's so many aspects about it that I'm like, oh, what a wonderful aspect that is. I mean, I should probably get some out just to name some. But do you find that as well, Alan, when, you know, you're working with the wheels and the ceremonies?
Yeah, maybe we should tell people what wheels are. They're actually like mandalas or symbols that you print out. But as Goldie mentioned, they actually represent living, whatever you want to call it, consciousnesses or energies that you kind of work with during the ceremonies. So you basically set up like a circle or something around you, and then you work on the ceremony, and you embody these things, or you can remove illusions and things like that. So,
and they're all positive.
They're all positive, yeah, you definitely.
Know, I mean, because I can remember, you know, in my journey, I mean, of awakening, that there was a book many years ago, Living with Joy, and I just couldn't believe I was reading a book that spoke so optimistically about life.
Hmm.
You know, because it just seems like the world right now is kind of in this, you know, clear state of fear and anxiety. I mean, it's like I feel that aspect of it. And then when I start focusing on a wheel or a ceremony, the wonderful aspects, you know, just here, I'm pulling it out just to, you know, give the listeners some ideas of what we're talking about. There's the angel of peace, the angels of surrender to the infinite, the angels of wholeness. I mean, these are all like concepts that just envelop me in this wonderful cloud of heaven on earth. I mean, the courses feel to me that I can become that which I want to see in the world, which is heaven on earth. I've never experienced this with any other teaching that I've undertaken ever. It's deep. It's deep. So I want to let people know, too, if they want to call in, you're welcome to call in. The number is 646-929-2084. And you can call in and ask a question, share a comment. If you're one of the masters from the course, you can share an experience. And, you know, we're open. Call in. Almeen will be joining us in about an hour for the last half an hour of the show and sharing with us, you know, the wonderful cutting-edge information that's coming into the cosmos. And more stories. More stories. Because, you know, when I'll ask both of you guys this and, you know, obviously answer one at a time, but when you guys were going through your awakening, whether through Almeen's work or when you were first awakening in this lifetime, because I believe we're all about in the same age bracket, did you think it was going to be like this? I'll ask you first, Dawn.
Wow.
I never really thought about that before. Yeah, well, I wouldn't be a good show host if I didn't keep you on your toes.
I think somewhere inside of me I did, you know, and it that is made more clear to me all the time. And I think there's so much more yet to come that I still feel like an infant. I can't even remember where I was reading this recently. Someone was saying how, or maybe it was a post on Almeen Wisdom Twitter, maybe. I was kind of reviewing some of those today.
Okay.
And it said, to know every day we're supposed to be as though we know nothing.
Right.
And that allows us to then know everything.
Beautiful said. Yeah.
And that, I mean, I can remember, you know, very often in the last few weeks even, being with people, and all of a sudden I remember things that I used to do with other teachers and I'm like, wow, I didn't even remember I used to do that. You know, a longtime friend or something would come and say, oh, remember when we used to do this? And I'd go, oh, wow, yeah, I completely forgot that I used to know how to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that is part of this is you let all of those things go so that every moment you can be, you know, in that moment expressing exactly what needs to be expressed.
That is the key, isn't it? I mean,
and
living in the moment, no planning, no, you know, it's total surrender and total trust.
Right. And so for me, you know, when you asked the question, did I think that this is what it was going to be? Somewhere inside of me, I say yes, and there's so much more yet that I'm still not accessing or not knowing.
Well, your humility is just, it's beautifully you, Dawn. It's I believe, a huge part to why you go so expanded. I honor your humbleness, truly, truly. And Alan, same question to you.
Well, I think when I first started on the, whatever you want to call it, spiritual path, I did have an idea of what I wanted to accomplish, but, you know, really that changes every day. So it was really nothing to hold on, and especially with all me now, where everything shifts probably quite a few times every day.
Yeah.
So, you just kind of, you start off on, you know, where you are, and you take another step and look around, take another step and look around, and I mean, definitely I had some vision, but, you know, it's definitely not what I expected, and in a way, it's going the way I expected.
Right.
So,
yeah, no, it's, I realize that, you know, speaking on, you know, the esoteric and the mystical, you know, it's like I know I'm having experiences. I know for me, I mean, the initial journey, I really believed, you know, clouds, harps, and wings. I mean, that it was all about me getting out of my pain into the glory of the clouds and the angels. I mean, I was so misdirected. And what's ironic, though, is, I mean, those worlds clearly exist. Almeen courses have shown me that. I have experienced, you know, when we were in Tampa, I mean, we were there when the fairies were dancing on the water when we were all singing at night. And, you know, it's funny because I went through a part where it's like, oh, okay, you know, the ascension is about kind of me looking into my shadow and embracing my darkness, which took me out of the space of, in other words, when I first started this, I thought I was going to leave my body and go to heaven. Then my journey took me and said, no, it's not about leaving your body. It's about being in your body and embracing everything that is in my body, the shadow, the darkness, the light, and the love, all of it. All of it is me. All of it, it has purpose and is beautiful. And then I come to Almeen's work, and it's almost right back to, well, the magical, you know, it's like there are several of the oracles that are seeing these cities, these etheric cities becoming more and more physical on the planet. You know, I don't know about you, but that really excites me. Like, you know, wow, that means that it is here. Like, or I guess as Almeen put it, I think as we become less dense, the etheric realms become more dense. And, you know, I'm fascinated with that, you know, we could actually, you know, the movie Avatar, we could, you know, in just a few, I don't even want to say a few short years. I don't know the time frame on this, because time, no time, space, no space. It just seems to be that there's a momentum leading up to that we will be dancing in this realm with many things that have always been here, I just have not personally been aware of. And, you know, if that doesn't, you know, that doesn't tickle your fancy, I don't know what will. So, Alan, you have taken basically every course that Almeen has offered, correct?
Yes.
And what has been your experience of, you know, being in these courses? Because I too have taken every course, and at times you're in two simultaneously. What kind of experience have you had from being in two courses at the same time?
Well, you know, quite honestly, sometimes after I've read both courses, you know, on the same day, I can't remember which one was which, because the message is just so unified.
Yeah.
Everything complements everything else. So for me, it would be hard to separate both courses. It seems like they should run simultaneously. That's just my feeling. They both feed on each other, and it just, you know, it's just like a homogenous type of relationship between the two.
Yeah, I personally, I mean, I agree with you totally. They are definitely organic. I mean, they, And I believe Almeen said that the three of them, like she said, there's three points of the triangle, and each one is a certain point.
Right.
And then the center, you know, is kind of the neutralized point where, you know, the magic happens, so to speak. Not that the magic isn't happening around the outside. But it kind of collapses in on itself, and you become, you know, a new being every day. Because my only thing was I got a little overwhelmed it's funny because college was the same way. When I was going to college, there were certain courses that I would take, like an accelerated course. And when I was taking more than one course, the alchemy course was a tremendous amount of ceremonies. And they're all exquisite, but I personally went into overwhelm and started leaning more towards the Institute of Human Potential because I was still recovering from the mysticism, the ones that Dawn was talking about. It's like, I mean, I feel like at times I'm just this, like, you know, being on this treadmill and I'm going through this cleansing process that is, it's just beyond my comprehension. I'm walking through it, and I'm trying to understand it, and every ounce of my being is going, stop worrying about understanding it, and that's not what this is, the point of this is. The point is to experience it, not understand it. And it's been quite a journey for me. Got you two gabbing away.
Well, Goldie, I've done just one course at a time, and and that's what is working for me at this time. And I really, you know, have so much gratitude for all of you who are taking the courses in a more accelerated pattern or time frame. To, I don't know what other word to use. Because that helps all of us who aren't taking it in the accelerated path. It's, you know, it's like you guys are working out all the kinks, and you know, frequencies have already shifted by the time, you know, I won't be able to do the alchemy course that you guys are doing right now. I think I looked on the website. It's not going to be run again until June.
Yeah.
And so you guys will, you know, have completed the course, and frequencies will be much different by the time I can take the course. And it's neither good nor bad, but I just have so much gratitude for everyone who is being the forerunner and really, you know, working all of these courses in an accelerated pattern.
Yeah, I have gratitude for them too. I mean, it is, you know, I really have to emphasize that there are many things in life that you can, you know, like skim the surface and do, but these courses, you know, you can take one aspect of a course, one ceremony, and go into the depth of that ceremony in your own beingness and literally explore that space for 10 years. I mean, if I had to put it on a timeline, you know, the potential is, you know, because I honor that, you know, Almeen works at a pace that is just, it's phenomenal. I mean, I go into overload, and I try to resist that and say, just keep it coming. But, I mean, I'm like the child where something sparkly starts coming up on my path, and I just want to play there, you know, because, I mean, this is the first time in my life that I am actually, if I had to have a scale of my emotions, I am more joyful than I am sad. I've never experienced this before. And, you know, it's these wheels, you know, that I'm, it's like I'm not yet ready to play in. The Academy course is, the Alchemy course, I mean, is very much, I mean, it'll teach you how to make sacred water and sacred oils, and which are all exquisite tools and, I mean, beautiful things to bring onto the planet. I mean, and I'm still playing, you know, I guess in the human potential part of just my potential, you know, meaning the human potential course is more about kind of understanding where I came from as a human being, and there's such deep courses. I mean, I can't speak highly enough about all of them. There's nothing negative. They are opening windows, doors, and gateways of opportunity, you know, that will literally transform your lives. Anyone, if you take any of the courses, 1, 2, or 3, they just change your life. By, you know, that's what they're designed to do. And by golly, it is changing me. It really is. And I'm fascinated on the whole journey. I mean, I often will go into the witness mode and go, gosh, look at you, Goldie. You know, literally, like, who are you? I don't even recognize myself in the choices that I'm making and the feelings. I mean, like I said, I just feel wonderful, and I look around, and all the things that I thought growing up that were going to make me feel this elated are nowhere to be seen. You know, I don't have a significant other right now, and I don't have children, and these were the things that kind of were programmed into me that this is what's going to make you elated. This is your success, and, you know, it's like, I mean, I sit in these wheels of, you know, what I tell people that are very simple to use once you figure them out. I mean, you know, they're simple, but boy, they got kick. Woo! Kick you right into the astral.
You know, Goldie, I think one other thing that I know we've talked about before is how your abundance has changed.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's a really significant, I mean, it's huge that you're happier that you're more joy-filled than ever. That's huge. But the other big thing for to make people aware of, you know, because abundance for you has doubled, quadrupled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and you know what's so funny? Because, see, when I didn't have the money, I was, you know, I just would do things that cost less money. Meaning, so I want it to be clear that I don't equate my joy with the fact that I have more money. It's joyful to be abundant, definitely. But that is not where I'm saying, you know, my joy is coming from. There is a feeling that is not generated by the outside. These wheels are generating something within me that is opening up, and absolutely what you said is correct, and I agree that people, there's this amazing thing when you're flowing, boy, when you're flowing with you know, these angels, the angel of praise of existence, and the angel of the bees. Thought I throw that in, I did read it. You know, it does bring us financial abundance as well, definitely. But and what's amazing to me is I'm finding I have the money to continue to take the courses, and not just take the courses. I mean, I'm planning on doing, you know, another pod as well. But indeed, I agree that is a significant factor. I just wanted to be clear that it's not a significant factor to my joy. You know, joy just is. You know, it really is. Like something we can tap into no matter where we are.
Well, and isn't that one of the principles of abundance that's come out recently? That as long as you're joyful and you're doing things that you're passionate about, you will be abundant?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I'm glad you brought that up too, because, you know, a lot of people I'm hearing and noticing, this obligation energy, you know, around the holidays, people doing things because they're obligated to do it with family and traditions. I'm hearing stories that when they're working from obligation, the whole event from start to finish just goes awry. I mean, this year, poignantly, it's been brought up to me a few times where people are just not enjoying themselves when they're coming from obligatory energy. You know, I'm obligated to be here.
Right.
As opposed to, I want to be here. I feel good to be here. You know, I choose to be here. And I definitely, I mean, Almeen even shifted, you know, a lot of her calendar around, you know, when that clarity became clear to her.
Yes.
Which is, that's a very powerful statement. Because, you know, I know people are like, you know, how can I be joyful when this, you know, A, B, C, and D is happening and life is falling apart? You know, it's like, you know, take one of the courses. I don't know how to explain it. I just know I'm experiencing it. What about you, Alan? Are you experiencing joy?
Well, I want to go back to just one thing that I think one of the main focuses of the Course, maybe the main focus, is that there's only the one life. So all the angels and everything else are just kind of like byproducts. The whole thing is to realize that there is only that one life. So there's only the one life. That life is every individual's life also. And that's why when you were talking about the illusion of relationship, if there's only one life, then everything, there can be no relationship. It's only illusion.
Right.
So, in other words, you're looking to yourself, and I mean the big self, you might say the God self. And so, if there's only one life, you're really, and that life is infinite and eternal, and of course your supply is infinite and eternal, and also if you're just looking to yourself, and we're not talking about the body self, we're talking about everything that arises as your life experience is yourself. And since you are the one life, you really have, from that perspective, then you have the control of your life. As a human perspective, of course, you have no free will. Things just happen. But from that one life, since you are everything, you really have no needs because you are that abundance and it's always flowing through. So I think that's the main purpose of the whole Course, is that everything is to get you to realize that you are the one life, and as the one life, you are self-sufficient, self-complete, self-referral, self-fulfilled, and all your pleasure and all your fulfillment, all your abundance, it's not sent to you. You are it. You're just expressing it out, and just to live that as a natural, spontaneous state.
Oh, well said. All right, guys, we have a caller. So let me cue him up. Okay, area code 417, you're on the air.
Hi there, I'm calling back again. I just wanted to say one thing real quick, Golden.
Oh. Hello, Sharon. Happy New Year.
Hi again. I just have to say this, Golden, that what you just said about obligation has changed me right here on the spot because I was invited to go down to a party to play some music, and I really did not want to go. But I felt obligated to a friend, and you know what? You have just cleared things up for me, and I thank you. And I just wanted to say this to let you know that your show really, really affects people in good, good ways. Happy New Year to everybody.
Sharon, you're a love. You are a love. Thank you so much.
Well,
Namaste,
thank you,
sister.
For what you do.
Stay in your joy, and joy will be the experience, definitely.
I appreciate that so much.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. Much love to you, Sharon.
And same to you, Golden.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Everybody.
Happy New Year. You're such a love.
Bye-bye.
We are making a difference. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Gosh, I really, you know, it's New Year's Eve. These are really powerful time. You know, one of the things I noticed this year with the show, and you know, the last months of, for me, as soon as we hit Halloween until tonight, New Year's Eve, consciousness definitely seems to spin a little faster. at least in America. You know, I don't know if in other parts of the world that happens, but clearly in America we go from, you know, I mean, I remember saying to my friends right after Halloween, they started advertising for Christmas, and I was like, you know what, no Thanksgiving this year? We're not even going to advertise for it? And so one of the things I noticed was this particular year, Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve were all on Thursday nights, which, you know, is the night I do the show. And, I mean, I was really like I contemplated that as, you know, like the universe was saying, yes, have a voice on these nights. And I get it that sometimes, you know, people are with families, and I'm sure there's, you know, I'm sure 100,000 of my listeners are right now in New York City at the ball. But, you know, it's like, I feel honored and blessed to have both of you, Dawn and Alan and Sharon, my sweet friend, who we've never physically touched, but our hearts are deeply connected, to be able to share on nights like this, you know, poignant nights of time and space. You know, whether it's an illusion or not, these are poignant times for consciousness. And I love praise and gratitude. I'm feeling it. I love this. So, who wants to say something? You want me to throw on an elixir? What does my beautiful guest want? Anything?
Well,
I know. Do you have
if
any?
If you want to do an elixir, that'd be great.
You want to do it? Yeah. Okay, I was thinking Joyful Dragon, since we're speaking on joy.
Right.
You cool with that, Alan?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. Here comes Joyful Dragon, everyone. Again, it's a sound elixir. There is healing properties in this. You can find all the elixirs, all 18 of them. I believe you can purchase them for under $20 on angelsoundhealing.com, I believe. I know it's on another reality show on my homepage. There's a link to it. I believe it's angels.com, and I will check on that after and let you know after the sound elixir plays. Okay, this is Joyful Dragon, everybody. Enjoy. I think.
Pikuti anu.
Wow. I mean, the music is just so exquisite. I mean, it affects your physical being. Just so you know, that was Joyful Dragon. The site is angelsoundhealing.com. And this is what that elixir promotes, inspiration and joy. Description, this song is designed to break stasis and stagnation and is ideal for fluid retention in bodily systems that create fluids. It affects moods in a positive way, bringing in inspiration, joy, and optimism. The principle is, in the alchemical potencies of light and tone, this musical elixir consists of the pinkish-purple tones that promote flow and fluidity in our daily lives. To test the effectiveness of the alchemy associated with this color, glasses tinted in the pinkish-purple color will immediately alleviate tension and restore lightness of being when worn. This color promotes the flow of the kundalini associated with dragon energies. You know, that's just magical. I mean, the song is everybody I know who I've I'll play that when Almin comes on. Everybody I know, including children, when they hear these elixirs, they're just everybody feels good. Everybody feels good and wants to hear more. Everybody, at least everybody I know.
Have you done them as healings for anyone, Goldie?
No, I have not. I have the book. I have all the I have personally found since coming home from the pod that me and you created in September,
mm-hmm.
I have not done any healing work on anyone other than myself.
I'm almost right there with you. I maybe did some late September, early October, but definitely have not done any work for anyone else other than myself in November and December.
Yeah, I don't believe that I won't be facilitating at some point again on my journey. I am in a space that I've never been in, and I don't feel confident enough to know what to say if I brought somebody else, you know, to this space. They would have to bring themselves to this space. You know, if they ever blamed me for coming here, I wouldn't even know what to say. Do you do any healing work, Alan?
I don't, but I play the elixirs constantly. I have a CD player in both rooms I reside in, and I'll have them going just constantly.
Yeah. You sleep with them on as well?
I don't. You know, every time I tried that, I would burn out my CD player.
Wow.
Yeah, taking some journeys there, my friend.
I play them in my office at my corporate job.
Okay.
And it really seems to make a difference there.
Yeah, huh. And Almina said, you know, it's not like we have to tell people that they're elixirs. You know, because, again, at my nanny gig, you know, I do tell the girls they're elixirs, and my family is pretty open to my whole spiritual taste of life. You know, but I haven't said, you know, play this for your physical being. They just allow, you know, oh, Goldie's bringing in something new. It's a good thing they love me. So, story time. Who has a story? Anybody?
Well, what kind of story you want, Goldie?
How about a story? Well, it is the last day of 2009. So how about a story that is, you know, something that maybe, you know, poignant for you that happened in 2009? Almin related, or, you know, somehow related within the work that we do with Almin.
Well, I can say that this year's been pretty fast forward for me, because I was introduced to All Means information in 2008.
Okay.
And I read some of the books and, you know, looked at some YouTubes and things like that, but didn't really embrace it until March of this year, when I took locally here in Wisconsin a Bell Vospita class. And
was that taught by Elmi?
No, it was taught by one of the masters, by Paul Gardner, who is involved with the Bell Vospita Healing School.
Okay.
And is on the Bell Vospita board. And so I took my, you know, my class in March and went to my first pod the beginning of April, and just really knew I had found my home, my family connection.
Mm.
And so my whole life has just been completely immersed in All Mean teachings this year. So that was April. In the end of May, we went to Tampa, to the Tampa pod, and that's where I met you. We were roommates there. And then by June, you're calling me and saying, do you want to co-create the New York pod in September 11th? So, you know, it has been an as much as my spiritual growth and my awareness of how illusional my life has been, it has, you know, everything's been fast forward.
Do you feel like we'll see fast forward, because it does become the accelerated path. I mean, I really believe that Al Mean's work is, you know, it brings you into mastery. It really does. On some level, you know, this is, it's just, and it's amazing to me, because it's not putting information in, it's taking information out. I mean, that just fascinates me. And you, Alan, do you have an Al Mean related story, you know, experience or story?
I don't have a story, but just like Dawn, it's been, this year has been kind of like total immersion in, you know, what Al Mean is bringing forth. And that really just changes your whole perspective in life. So it's been more like one just continuously following Al Mean and going with that flow. So I can't really point out to any one thing, but it's definitely been, you know, just like total immersion in Al Mean, and you start seeing the world that way. And as you once stated, Al Mean is very, even the most, you could say, the most negative things that are happening, Al Mean always has the most positive and cosmic spin on it. So you start even seeing things that way. So you're not really being as affected by, quote unquote, you know, negative events in our world, because you're seeing it from a very large perspective. So more balance and
yeah,
more joy and more magic, I think, is a good thing also.
Oh, definitely. Now, have you been to one of Al Mean's pods?
I have not, no. And I think that's one of the advantages. I mean, I remember Al Mean saying that she knew that most of the people that follow her, she'll never see in her life, so that's why the courses are there. So maybe
right,
somebody who lives halfway across the world can still take advantage of what she has to offer by taking the online courses.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I mean, I remember, you know, there was talk about doing virtual pods, and the courses definitely, I mean, energetically, they carry a lot of, you know, a lot of kick, as my description of it. Because, you know, the information, and I'm with you too, these, now her audios that are meditative. I mean, the Harkinik, am
right,
I pronouncing that correctly? I think I am. that meditation, I could not get enough of it. I just kept listening to it over and over. And then I think it's in the alchemy course, there's actually a sigil in a wheel of some sort for the Harkonnet, and I was like looking at it and meditating, and it was like it's like walking into another dimension, and you know, I mean, it's so vast and so wonderful. I just can't recommend it highly enough for anyone who's on a journey that wants to experience their inner vastness. Connecting with her books, I mean, she's written, wow, like 16 books in 5 months or something. You know, it could even be more than that. I just know the information is just pouring through her. And the beauty of it all is, you know, she really emphasizes all the time that, you know, this is what all of us are capable of. You know, that's why when I get overwhelmed, I'm like, you know, I can feel, you know, it's so obvious to me. It's like, Golda, you got a belief here that says it can't be done, you know, this much right now. And yet there's, you know, I always say when you have an example, you know, kind of sitting in front of you, it's like, well, what it's being done right there, you know, through Almeen. And so, you know, I stay out of guilt. Guilt doesn't serve me. But I stay enthusiastic and optimistic that, I can only continue to breathe and surrender, and I would love it for information to be pouring through me in such capacities. I'd love it. And, you know, I believe that, you know, stay the course. Keep on chugging. I'm like, you know, the little engine that could. I think I can. Or more like I think I know I can. See, there is no thinking going on in these courses. We're removing thinking and going back to knowing.
You know, interesting thing, I think, again, about the course is not that the courses are allowing you to become something. They're actually allowing you to see what you already are if we weren't, so to speak, veiled or lost in these illusions. So it's not a becoming. It's an actually just discovering what you are already and just learning to express that.
Yeah, huh.
So it's almost not what we're capable of. It's actually what we are and just learning to enjoy that and be that. Be that which we are and drop that which we thought we were.
Yeah, total surrender. Which, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but surrender to me was always the white flag and the losing team. I mean, and they, you know, boy, that belief couldn't be more upside down and inside out. You know, surrender is a major tool to accepting all the abundance.
Right.
That we already are.
Well, I think that's it. I think it's you're really surrendering to the flow of the infinite one life, which is abundance. Otherwise, if you resist that, you're locking yourself in your own little world of limitation. So surrender is just really letting go of all your limitations and accepting the opulence or the abundance of the one life which you are and allowing that to flow through you instead of trying to figure it out and figure out life and think about this and worry about that. Just to let go and, you know, it's just a matter of trust that that there is the one life. The one life is all good, and you are that, and just to go with that.
Yeah, would you have thought, you know, on your journey that the whole thing was, you know, just a matter of letting go? You know, I mean, because whenever I need a visual of letting go, I always picture a hand holding weights, you know, like a dumbbell.
Right.
And just opening the hand, and, you know, of course, the weight comes crashing down. And I find it fascinating that that's the, see, I mean, for myself, I'm challenged in just letting go. You know, it's not even like it's one thing if you tell somebody, like, you know, like, go out and build a city. You know, you have to create something, and it can be challenging and daunting and overwhelming. This has so much to do with just let go.
Yeah, I think
just the image, your fingers. It's like, wow, how could it be so challenging?
Yeah, I think a good image is that if you don't let go, it's like having a clenched fist. You're just really clenched up, and letting go is just relaxing the hand, opening up all your fingers, and when your hand is open, then you're ready to receive.
Yes, yes, very good. Yes. So do you have any techniques, Dawn, that help you surrender? Or, and I know one of them was keeping the 144...
illuminations.
I was going to say, it's not illusion. I kept thinking illusion. I'm like, no, it's the opposite of that. What's the opposite of that?
Right. It's the illuminations. It's what
you are.
Truth. Yeah.
Right. Right.
The truth. Well, I use that. And I do the alchemical potencies of light also.
Oh, do you? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm doing them like you are, though, Goldie. We started doing those for the New York Pod, and you just have kept on doing them.
Yeah, yeah, it just rang for, you know, there was a resonance. I can almost recite all 24 names by memory.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, and like I said, once it clicked to me, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but once it clicked to me that it was an actual being, it brought it to, like, this new level. It's like, that's not just a word, and that's not just a piece of paper on the floor. I have dialed up, you know, the angel of Nitva and Sabatu, and, you know, it's like, whoa, they're my friends.
Right, right. Goldie
is my friend. Yeah.
So,
indeed. But, okay, so surrendering tools...
The other thing is utilizing the sound elixirs.
Indeed.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, those really help shift things. Using different Belvaspita techniques for myself, whether it's just Belvaspita or, you know, if it's...
Kanish.
Right, Kanish, or if it's... the Toltec, different Toltec modalities, being, you know, the 13 gates.
Yeah. And mugwort. I was doing mugwort for a while before I got into the alchemical potencies. I was doing the mugwort.
Yep, I was doing mugwort before I was doing alchemical potencies of life too. And all of these different tools, we should say, if your listeners go to spiritualjourneys.com, all of these things you can find. Almeen has about 15 different linked websites there. The courses, the mugworts, I think, are on Earth Shamanism, the Earth Shamanism website,
really?
Or something like that.
They used to be on the diary. The daily diary, I know that's where I got them from. If you do mugwort as a search, the pictures and the was there something to be said in those? I don't remember.
You know, the angel, the sound elixirs can be found. There's a link there. So the alchemical
and the personal
of life.
So Yeah, I mean, there's so much information, but she does have, which is really brilliant. I mean, I believe she has one of the pages, if you're new to this information, how to start to know where to go into it. I mean, I know it's on the spiritualjourneys.com page, you know, because she has hundreds of hours of radio show too, where she really, you know, explains the cosmos, you know, in meticulous fashion. It's just brilliant. Listening to her, you just really get a sense of, you know, just such a vast wisdom.
And YouTube,
absolutely.
She has so many YouTubes out there. I just saw on Twitter this afternoon that she has YouTubes out there from when she did the Colorado pod this fall. And so, you know, that's something I'll be looking for this weekend.
I'll be looking at that too, because I know in Colorado is when she reinstated the fairy kingdom, and that was the pod right after the New York pod.
Yep.
That was a big pod. So yeah, thank you.
So, you know, I think the best thing though is we're throwing a lot of information out there for people.
Right.
But it's easy kind of to get hooked on this stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why, like I said, I've really immersed myself in it this year. But it's just a matter of kind of, I think, finding what you're attracted to and starting somewhere and you know, just starting.
Exactly.
For me, when I first started, for me it was important to be up to date with the latest and greatest information. So I would look at the Twitter, I would look at the diary, I would listen to the radio shows when I first started all of this in the beginning. And then I would, you know, when I had time, add in books or studying on websites and all of that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan, how did you find Almeen?
Actually, through YouTube, which I think is a great place to start because, you know, YouTube is basically short videos.
Right.
And that's how I found Almeen. And then I just wanted to take it deeper. So at the time, she was doing her program on something called Seventh Wave Radio, and there was like 200 of her past shows. I just started listening to like 3 or 4 a day. So,
it does tend to have that effect on people, indeed.
Yeah, I think YouTube is just a good place to start.
Yeah, no, I agree. YouTube is a great place to start. You know, but when you go to the site spiritualjourneys.com,
was my second suggestion, right.
Well, what's good is, like Dawn was saying, she has like 16 websites, and, you know, like, there's websites on fairies, or arubafina.com. But there's also, like, shamanism. If it's, you might have already, like, you know, a place that you're already drawn into a certain teaching. You know, because I would imagine that there must be, you know, obviously as many doorways on how to get into Almeen's work as there are people.
Right.
You know? Because, I mean, she clearly is just a vast amount of information. And like she says, on all the websites, there's tremendous information, and that's just like scratching the surface of those websites and that information. You know, it's like, it can be a little overwhelming, but like Dawn was saying, you know, something will click. I mean, because for me, when I was first doing the mugwort, I've never been a person to enjoy ceremony or ritual. I have stayed away from ritual until Almeen's work. I mean, and I can honestly tell you, I mean, I I am making friends with these angels. I mean, I can hear when you do the potency of light cards, you call out 24 names to activate them. I'll be lying in bed and I'll hear the 24 names in my head activating them. You know, and it's like, you know, I believe at some point, of course, when the connection is very strong, it won't be about the piece of papers on the floor anymore. The connection will be there. And that's pretty darn exciting.
Well, because it is you.
Right, it is the oneness, huh?
It is the oneness.
Oh, wow, I didn't even think of that. Wow. That's very cool. I Wow, Donnie, that was a big aha there. I definitely still have those, you know, like Alan was saying, relationships are just such a, they're, it's like this insidious illusion that shows up everywhere for me. You know, because it's anything that is not me, I think is not me, is an illusion. It's a big awakening. It's, you know, it's almost as big as, you know, Wizard of Oz, you know, pulling the curtain away. Just a little guy there doing some controls.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a big thing is it's all, we're all connected as the one, or, you know, it is only one. And so accepting that being is part of the one, of me.
Right. Self.
That person over there having a little temper tantrum is part of the one, of me.
Yeah, we got to take all of those, and we got to take the parasites. We got to take not just the angels, but it's exactly. That what I think is part of, you know, the journey of embracing the light and the dark, which is another thing that the elixirs do by frequency. But I think that, you know, there's definitely a, what I would call a virus in New Age belief systems that, you know, shun the dark and be only the light. I don't believe that you'll ever find, you know, enlightenment, wholeness, being in that belief system. We can't shun the dark. It's us. We can embrace it, but we can't, you know. And I'm not, you know, because I realize that, you know, for me, the darkness is really about acknowledge it, embrace it and love it, but don't get stuck in that, okay, now I'm dark. It's like, you know, because I was dark when I didn't know any better. I was what I was when I didn't know what else to be. And, you know, every time I learn more about who I am, it seems, you know, I don't know, that beingness gets easier. You know, it gets easier to just say, you know, because, I mean, Almina said it on several talk show or radio shows that what Alan was saying earlier, we don't have free will when we're at a certain level of consciousness. You know, so we do what we do because that's part of what the one wants to get done.
Right.
And that would have to include the dark because that's what we were doing before we knew it was the one. You know, I mean, it cannot not be there.
At some level, though, I remember Almin talking about this at the Tampa Pod.
Okay.
The black and the white, the light and the dark, the shadow and the enlightened is illusion also.
Exactly. Both are illusion, though, not just the shadow. The light.
Right. Both are illusion. And
right.
So part of what these courses are doing is merging or imploding the two.
Right. Well, that's what the elixirs are doing as well from the frequency point of view. Neutralizing, is that a good, because I know it's not the zero point, it's the null point. And she specified that there was a difference. Are you familiar with that difference, Alan?
I was going to look in my notes here quick.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember what exactly she said, but basically when the white light and the black light are equal, they balance out each other.
Right.
And I think that would be the null point versus the zero point. They don't.
Right.
The zero point is the nothingness,
okay,
the illusion, the implosion, which creates black holes. The null point is the allness, the point of the heart becoming androgynous.
Nice.
Which cancels out illusion.
You got that from the Tampa notes?
Yeah.
Wow, Dawn. Very nice. I mean, and you were drawing your sigils at that point. I'm impressed. Very nice.
You know, that would make sense, because if the white light and black light cancel each other out, then what's left but the one life?
Well,
yeah.
And she talks about it being an illumination that is not light, but it's an illumination.
Yeah, luminosity.
Yeah, luminosity, right. And, you know, it's interesting because I can't say I understand that, but I have experienced my own luminosity in my dream time. Because it's almost like there's a radiance coming from self, and it's not generated by sunlight, so to speak. You know, it's not an outside light, it's an inside light. But it's not even a light, it's a glow. And clearly that, you know, I wouldn't say that totally describes it either. You know, I think it's almost like the way you see a lot of the religious depictions of, like, Jesus and, you know, that halo
right.
over their heads and stuff. And she actually talks about that, the 10 chakras and what happens when the one above our head or whatever, you know, encases our body and...
The lahuna and...
Yeah, I can't remember that other one. The one that's one
that's
hand below the root.
Exactly. Because I believe
yeah,
they were silver
neighbor.
And gold. Yeah, I think one is silver and one is gold. I think it's gold on top, but I'm not sure.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So we have a couple more minutes, and Almin should be joining us. How exciting. Get the latest and greatest information?
Yeah, there was some really great information on last night's show for our dear sister Christina in Toronto.
Yeah, and in fact, well, do you know what, because also I guess January 28th is the Sedona pod, and you can still sign up for that. And then they're from Sedona all taking a bus, I believe. And then they're taking a cruise out of, I think it's California. I'm not going, but I know there's still availability to join. It's like a 10-day pod. It's like $1,200. That's everything including meals. I think that's everything except the hotel in Sedona.
And you can do it just the 3 days in Sedona or just the 7 days.
The cruise,
I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe you're right as well. You can. Separate them. So that's very exciting. And then I just heard last night that the week pod is, I think, March 13th through the 18th in Toronto. And you know, I'll talk to you about that off air. But I'm thinking I want to go to that one. So. Toronto and Newport seem to be very... Almin is with us. Toronto and Newport seem to be very powerful pods.
Yeah.
Almin? Wait a minute.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, my computer is messed up. How are you, my friend?
Wonderful, especially talking to my sisters. I'm delighted to be on the show, my sweetheart.
Oh, you're always welcome. And also one of your brothers, the master, Alan Mitchell, is with us tonight as well.
Alan, my brother, Happy New Year.
Same to you, Almin.
So before we get into everything, remember when we promised Anya the sound elixirs as a gift? My little friend that made you the picture?
Yes.
Okay, she recorded a thank you for you. I would like to play it if you're okay with that.
I'd be delighted.
Excellent. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Almin.
Who are you?
It's Anya. Thank you for the sound election. I love you. And I don't know what you're going to say back, but I love you anyway.
Oh, my goodness. What a sweet little present.
It was special just for you. She was so excited in making it.
You can tell her she was on the radio show, and I loved it.
Absolutely. Done. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Yeah. So, any wonderful news from the cosmos that you care to share? Or I know a lot's been happening.
Goldie, I have, you know, we finished the compositions last night of the, and composition is not the word, because we have been receiving the most extraordinary music that I have ever heard, let alone sung, from these star races, the 12 known star races. And
yeah,
5 minutes ago, we finished mixing them, because the big launch where people can actually purchase these is tonight at midnight Pacific Standard Time, which is about, let me see, about, you know, about 5.5 hours from now.
Okay.
And so they will be actually up for sale. There's over an hour of just absolutely exquisite music, one planet's music after the other. Some make you so excited, you can just feel old chains breaking loose, and others are so sublime, it feels like you're soaring. Not one is the same as the next in terms of even remotely the same style.
Wow.
And we have had to, I'm speechless. I really, for the first time, I don't even know how to explain how powerfully these elixirs affect one's life. Do you know what happened last night in the middle of the night?
Oh, please share.
We finished it last night, and we were told, I did a Christina Trevino's show last night, and they came through and they spoke to the students that were listening. And as they were speaking, they said that there was a huge purging happening in the cosmos, because the completion of the 12 star elixirs that were basically brought into humanity's fields, so to speak, created an alchemical equation, and that the Earth was like a catalyst that allowed for this purging to happen cosmically. In the night, I was woken up by the infinite, because there was work to be done with these powerful clearing sound elixirs in place. Something had to immediately be put in place to help transcend the effects of them, because all over the world, I had horrible visions. As I was sleeping, I was out of my body, and I was looking down at the Earth, and I saw a tidal wave hit Curacao, actually.
Wow.
Which explains why yesterday I had this little angel, this little beautiful little girl of one of my sisters that's in class in Curacao, and she kept in spirit coming into our house. And she would watch my little girl play, and she'd watch me sit there and work, because I was instructed to redo sigils that the day before were fine, and suddenly they were no longer fine because of the big changes. And so she came to tell me, basically, there's danger for her island. And in the night, I saw a tidal wave come and hit it. And the reason that would have happened is because of the tremendous shame and blame and pain, if suddenly all of the dishonesty and all of the charades and all of the past secrets were totally revealed because of the removal of any thing that hides, anything that shields, which is an illusion.
Right.
And that's what would have happened because of these sound elixirs' completion of how powerfully they cleanse.
Wow.
And so in the night, the infinite put in place the balance, even though it's the month of January in which they will be coming to us. There's 12 hidden planets, as you know, and folks can take a peek at them by going to the astrologyofisis.com. It's our website where we discuss these hidden planets. But the hidden planets are going to give us their music in January. We've already got the 24 hidden races' music. If you put them together, there is a self-sustaining, self-purification, self-regeneration, and self-transfiguration that is set in motion in the cosmos. That's why, I mean, we've been looking forward to receive these for close to half a year now. We were told they were coming. But we have two sets in place, but we did not have the hidden planets music yet. So it could have caused this great revealing of everybody's secrets, you know, husband slept with secretary 20 years ago, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Even people in devastation. But in the night, the infinite put in the frequencies of the elixirs to come on earth, and specifically it was put into the masters of the earth, which are the way showers, like yourselves and people listening to this show, so they will find tremendous renaissance in their life. But this is just barely finished, and at midnight tonight for $17.99, people can purchase them, and that includes the two songs of our Middle Earth Sun, the Klanovik songs. You know, and currently, if they want to listen to one for free, they go to the Institute, AppliedMysticism.com, and they can listen to Klanovik, which is Klanovik 2, for free. It's a six-minute song. And that will, those two Klanovik songs will be included as part of these 12 elixirs. You should hear the one that's from Alpha Centauri.
Sorry.
My sister, I'm telling you, thinking, I mean, don't think, because if you think, you're going to panic. The entire thing, the entire piece of it is a deep bass overtone chant with overtone breathing in bass. And that is, it's down in G, which is below
wow.
middle C, right? It's for me, a deep bass. And it's the solo, it's an a cappella piece with no instrumentation, just this overtone chanting, and then in high, delicate female voice in the far in the background. I'm sitting there thinking, how can I possibly be singing this bass overtone chanting, but somehow it comes out of my mouth.
You are such an inspiration to so many elements. Outstanding.
What a journey.
And I want to say thank you so much for making these so affordable to everyone, too.
Oh, darling,
it's just
my
outstanding.
Pleasure. It's my pleasure.
You're just exquisite. You really are.
It's been an adventure. And then, you know, we did Sirius C. I'm sorry, I'm really babbling about these elixirs, but I can't.
Please, please, yeah.
I have seldom been in such a life altering experience as hearing them and receiving them. The Sirius C planet, we received music about a month ago, and it came from Mer people. I have, in my out-of-body travels, I have seen the planet. It has green ocean with only one landmass about the size of Australia, and it's got a large Mer people population. We received music from the Mer, but wrong race. So we had to, yesterday morning, I had to walk in there, and suddenly the race that lives on land, it's like a rainforest, came through with their music. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievably exquisite. There's just nothing to describe it. The bird song, the bird calls, it's like these people call to each other. It's called In the Treetops. And it's like they call to each other with these bird calls. And I had to make all these bird calls. I'm thinking, oh, please don't let the neighbors hear me.
<You're so cute. laughs>
But you can hear them yourself in a couple of hours. They're loading
indeed,
them up.
Indeed, I look forward to it. Definitely, definitely. Now, I did see, though, that they're being also sold, or at least announced, on the angelsoundhealing.com as well.
What is, my love?
The these new sound elixirs
yes.
are also on the...
Yes, they're on angelsoundhealing.com. They're so
okay.
brand new, we don't even have their samples up yet. But
okay.
we do have there the beautiful artwork that the Oracle... Karen Fogarelli received from these races as we were receiving their music.
Nice.
And they can see it there for free and download it, so that would be a good place to take a look at that.
Yeah.
And might I add that all this is part of something that's upcoming that starts on February 1.
Okay.
And on February 1, we have an interstellar mysticism course that lasts for 3 months, and it puts together the information, the knowledge, their poetry, their art, their music, their sacred tools that they offer us so that we can see them interdimensionally, from the 12 known planetary races, the 12 unseen planetary races, and 24 hidden kingdoms, like angels and so on.
Oh. Now, on Christina's show last night, you were mentioning that there's going to be great gifts through the arts.
Yes.
See, I was very captivated with that whole,
interesting concept. You know, it's been completely overlooked by me and in our classes. What has happened is as follows. We have basically become enlightened through three very specific methods. One is mystical techniques. Mystical techniques clear away illusions so that they reveal underneath perfection.
Mm.
And because of that, we have created the Institute of Applied Mysticism. Well, then we've got the alchemy, and by the way, midnight is also the time that we start a one-month course on the alchemy of the one. You might already have said this, but it's a course that prepares you for 3 weeks, and you go through these many ways of gaining illumination week at a time to prepare for the Key Vesta. And the Key Vesta is an alchemical device, if you will. It's a method that you use to manifest perfection, and it has been told by the angels to me that it is the most powerful alchemical device available on Earth. And for the first time, starting at midnight tonight, if folks want to register, they still can, is the Alchemy of the One, how to wield the Key Vesta, the manifestation device of perfection.
Very
now,
exciting.
That's applied mysticism. AppliedMysticism.com was created as an institute because of the fact that the other way that you gain illumination is to leverage. One and one is normally two, but if you add certain things together, one and one could be as much as, say, 96, if it's physical. Mm-hmm. If it's beyond physical, it can leverage much more. Then you get the Institute of Human Potential. And what it does is the third way that we have been working with for years to gain illumination, and it is to see something that we could never see before. And in seeing something, you stretch the boundaries that can contain your light, and you actually become illuminated. They said last night in that transmission that came through on the show that these methods are all fine and well, but there is a method that opens you like a gateway, and what comes through is the infinite perfection unfolding. You become the hollow bone through which the song of life plays itself, and that is art. So what we've done, when we started to get wind of this, that this was the case, we've on Almine Wisdom Twitter, which we now have actually counting the Spanish language, the Greek, the Persian language, the French. We're launching German within a day. All those languages, counting our English group of over 9,000 people, we have 12,000 people daily that read that.
It's happening. Wow.
It's amazing. And this particular Almine Wisdom Twitter, we also have a Facebook page that we've been using and disseminating this information on, but it has poetry and the glyphs from the races. So now we have their artwork from Karen. We have their poetry. We have their glyphs and their exquisite writing. We have their music. And now they're starting to channel to us. And that is also, we're also going to be giving in the next few days some sound clips on Almine Wisdom Twitter so folks can actually listen to them speaking to humanity.
Oh, wow. Outstanding. That is so exciting. You know,
isn't it exciting?
It, to have all this happen at the new year, you know, it just seems... And I know that, you know, time is auspicious because it's an illusion, but there's still plenty of...
This wave of energy that we're surfing. We're using the population's belief that it's a new year to be surfing the energy that they give to that. Dawn, my sweetie, did I hear you say something?
Yeah, hi, Almeen.
Hi,
love. Can you share, I'm so excited about the yoga.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
I actually pronounced it wrong last night. It's Irash Sattva Yoga. And it's the yoga to restore the song of life to man. And it came in from one of the hidden realms as a gift. I have never attended a yoga class. I haven't even watched a yoga movie. I was traveling in the airplane and bang, this huge amount of knowledge came in. And then last night, remember I said that I had to be doing sigils the day before, in fact, hours before they worked, and suddenly they didn't. The sigils looked vaguely familiar to me, and finally I heard them say, the sigils represent the opening of the gates of abundance. There are 144 of them, and they are the changes that take place in the cellular nucleus from this yoga. And my sweetheart, I think that we will have this up within about a week, so you can be able to access it, because even though it is part of the upcoming interstellar mysticism, because the music is done, everything is done, we just need to take some more photos, and that's scheduled for Monday morning, it's going to be available within days. But it's
very exciting.
Yoga that opens the gates of abundance. And what that means is you become the gate, and the influence, the unfoldment of the infinite with all its resources fold through you, flooding your life with abundance. And there are 144 points in the body that are called the sattva points, and there are stretching postures, and then there are tapping postures, and then there are pressure point postures.
Now, this can all be done if you're alone, like you could tap to yourself or... Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Wow. Very exciting. 2010, boy.
And there's 24 postures, because the postures each represent one of the sound elixirs given by the hidden kingdoms.
Wow.
Now, something that's interesting... there's 26, because the 26 represent the hidden kingdoms. It also represents the 12 known planets and the 12 unknown planets, the proactive masculine aspects and the feminine receptive aspects. But Klanovik, if you put together the sound elixirs, Klanovik is the actual catalyst, and there are two songs from the center sun of this planet, which are used as the catalyst to make the alchemical equation that with the yoga opens the gates. The music is really interesting, Dawn. It has 12 songs that are given from the kingdoms. You can hear the griffins and the dragons. You can hear the giants, different music. But it is all a blanket of gentle sound. And then on the 13th posture, there is this very invigorating sound for 6 minutes while you hold a specific posture of Klanovik. And then you have another 12 very gentle ones, and then another one of Klanovik while you hold the final point, which is right behind the chin bone, in that little hollow right behind the chin, to the front of the underneath your chin, and you have your hands together, palms together, and your middle fingers push into that little hollow, while your tongue pushes into the palate of the mouth with its tip, because that's a repository of energy. It's a major gate.
Yeah.
And you hold it. Normally in yoga, you don't have this very upbeat music, but you have it in two places. And what it's for is that it It's very specifically the two Klonovic elixirs, and as I say, folks can listen to the one for free on the InstituteApplied Mysticism.com. It's designed to create lymph flow. So you're trying to open the gates, but the gates are plugged with debris of old belief systems. And so as you hold specific postures and pressure point, this allows the lymph to carry the debris out of the points that you've opened up until that point. The first 12 postures open the positive proactive points in the body, and the remaining 12 open the receptive parts points in the body. And again, those two allow the lymph to carry the debris out of those areas.
Would it be all right for children to do this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My 10-year-old did it, and she completely purified the next day, not in a too unpleasant manner, but she had to go to the bathroom more than often.
Okay.
And it cleared out her lymph system.
Yeah, I can imagine what it's going to happen to mine.
Yes. Well, it's so good because they eat, you know, such unhealthy foods at school and things like that. And it's a very wonderful way. Absolutely, they can.
Yeah, it's magical.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, too, because I have taught children's yoga at a studio.
Oh.
And that's what I was feeling because it seems like they're going to cleanse all of the programs that they receive from their parents around abundance while they're still young.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
you know.
Right. And these are the gates of abundance.
Yeah.
My sister, we have been targeting abundance. And the reason it's so important that major light workers do this is that January truly is the pivot point for abundance globally. And if we can open the gates of abundance by proxy, this financial crisis can turn around. January is the turning point. It's the crossroads. And we have, because of that, for the past month, we have daily been giving principles of abundance on Facebook. It's given sigils of abundance. And on Almeen Wisdom Twitter, abundance is given on absolutely, I believe it's daily basis.
Yes, it is.
And then, is it?
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
Oh, great. And then the other thing is that we've changed the way our blog is so that it becomes a place we have daily question and answers, and many of those have been on abundance.
Yeah.
So it's targeted abundance. There are 144 principles of abundance that match these 144 points.
Everything is always so organic. It's so amazing.
Yes, it is.
You know how it all fits. It's fascinating to observe. It really is.
It's so phenomenal because, you know, I said last night on Christina's show, so you might have heard this, that I had a class earlier in December here in my home, my Christmas class that I have, and the beautiful brothers and sisters that were here, we had such a wonderful, wonderful, magical week, but we were given the task of identifying 12 transformational qualities, 12 transmutational qualities, and transfigurational qualities. There were 24. Then I realized last night on the radio when they spoke to us that each of these star races represent either a transfigurational one, the 12 known planets like the Pleiades and so, they represent transformation, the clearing, the transmutation is that which puts something in, and in this instance it's putting in qualities of excellence and abundance. And that comes from the hidden planets, and then there's 24 transfigurational qualities from the hidden kingdoms, and these kingdoms represent and live these qualities. And when you put all their sound elixirs together, it creates an alchemical equation that opens the gates of resources of all life.
Now, when you had said that last night, Do we play them simultaneously, or we just can play them all together, meaning one after the other, or
it would have to play them one after the other? They will be roughly 3 hours. But you can, for instance, put something like that on your CD and just go off to work, and it will totally cleanse your house, or you can fall asleep to it. Or each set, like that which we have just completed that I'm so wildly enthusiastic about because it's some of the most exquisite music I've heard in my life, and I'm so fond of music, I will walk a mile to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But each of the sets have their own alchemical equation that produces a specific effect. Then when you add the three together, they produce something further.
Outstanding.
And the only place, mind you, that you will be able to find the 24 sound elixirs for the Hidden Kingdoms is with the yoga. It's either on the Interstellar Course or it's with the yoga product that we'll make available within days.
Wow. Alan, do you have a question for Almeen?
No, I don't. I'm just enjoying listening to her. Whatever she talks about is fine.
My beloved brother, I know I've been babbling and you would never be able to tell it, but when I listened to that music tonight, I was speechless. We looked at each other, Paul Downs, he goes now by the name of Ephraim Vael, because his life is so completely altered, he doesn't hardly even know who Paul Down is anymore.
I can resonate with that. I get that.
But he said to him, you know, we're looking at each other. We said, did we produce this? I'm going, did I sing that? You know, these bird calls and things. And did I sing that? He's saying, did I produce that? We don't. It's like we were in this trance. And it's like we were hearing the music for the very first time, and we were speechless.
Wow.
And some of the music, he says, you know, I mean, this looks very long. It looks 4 minutes long. But when it starts to play, you're in a totally timeless space. And you don't even know whether you listen to it for 20 minutes or 1 or an hour.
Wow. Wow.
I'm
looking
quite
forward
phenomenal.
To it.
But my darling, my half an hour is up. And
okay.
I will leave you with a wonderful, wonderful new year in my heart for all three of you. My brother, Alan, so much love to you, my darling. Thank you for walking this journey with us. And also my beloved sister, Dawn, whom I love so much, and my Goldie, who I carry in my heart. Thank you. Thank you for being my light family.
Well, it is an honor. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye. Sweethearts.
Bye-bye. Have a fabulous new year. Fabulous.
Thank you. You know what I'm going to be doing?
Are you going to enjoy yourself? Go play.
You know what? I have been day and night just getting these elixirs done, and my little one is starting to feel a tad neglected, and I can quite understand that. So she and I are going to the late show of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You have a magical time. A magical
Thank you.
Time. Indeed.
Bye-bye.
Namaste. Bye now. Okay, well, we have 90 seconds till the end of the show. How you feeling, Alan?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So would you like to say anything in closing?
No, the time went by very quickly, so I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, I enjoyed having you here. Donnie? Do you have any closing statements for the end of 2009?
Well, just love, praise, and gratitude, and thanks for the opportunity to share with everyone and connect with Almeen and hear the latest and greatest information.
Indeed. Well, thank you both for sharing New Year's Eve with me tonight. You guys really are, as Almeen exquisitely put it, you're my light family. And I love you both. Tonight was amazing, and it's New Year's Eve, everybody. I mean, the ball's going to drop, at least on this coast, in 2 hours. And I hope everybody has a magical, magical evening and doorways and gateways open and all sorts of happen to you, and I will speak with everybody next year in 2010. I hope everybody has a blessed evening. Thank you all for being here, and I'll talk to you guys next year. Bye, everybody.
Bye.